I can think of nothing more frustrating than having to hide your true self from those closest to you. No wonder you needed to become my secret submissive sissy. It's not enough to drag your panties out of that box in the basement for your infrequent sessions with your mistress, is it? Not anymore. You're feeling the sissy girl in you taking hold and becoming more of who you really are. It's getting unbearable, forcing yourself to turn your back on that sweet little submissive lying inside you. Let's stop asking her to pretend she doesn't exist, that you're a manly man with no room for her feminine ways. It's very possible to fully enjoy your sweet, submissive sissy side while keeping her strictly between you and your mistress. You can't imagine how much of a relief it is when you let her out to play. You'll likely feel an immediate weight lifted from your shoulders, and that fear you have that if you ever let the girly side of you take over for even 1 minute will prove to be unwarranted. It's actually the ignoring of the pretty girl you really are that makes her rowdy and unruly. After your initial wild night or two, she'll appreciate you acknowledging her, and she should settle right down. Of course, if your sissy side won't play by the rules, you always have an accomplished sissy training mistress to get her under control. I know how to spank a sissy into line. The main thing you need to understand is your sissy side is a part of you. And to pretend she doesn't exist isn't fair to her or to yourself. Let's make a plan to honor the girl inside you, even if we have to keep it just between us. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com, or if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-601-6975. I'll talk to you really soon.